have you ever heard, follow your own heart?
Mm-hmm.
Or just be yourself. Follow your own dreams. And you'll live the life that you've always wanted. This advice has ruined more lives than just about any other statement. Now, before you get too mad at me, let me explain. Who are you, naturally speaking? Are you born with some innate personality and desire to be something, and now you've got to search within to find it? Naturally, you're a child of the world. Who is the god of this world?
Satan.
Devil.
Devil. And really, by nature, we all are self-serving. It's all about me, myself, and I. That's what really counts in life. Me, myself, and I. So I'm going to follow my heart. If you do follow your heart like that in a natural sense, it's a ruinous situation. Now, if you get born again of God's Spirit and follow your Heavenly Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, now that will give you genuine fulfillment and purpose in life. That you want to follow.
Amen.
If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you are saved, Romans 10:9 says. And you have a new life, incorruptible seed, it says in Peter. So, how do I live my life now? Do I live it to my selfishness? Or do I live it to the God who sent His only begotten Son to die, to pour His precious, pure blood out for the whole world? Who do you want to live to? Him or yourself?
Pick Him.
Yeah. The one that gave you eternal life.
That's right.
So there's selfless love that brings you to our Lord and Savior, the love of God. And that's the love I want to share with you this morning. Selfless love. And I'd like to show you a little video about selfless love. And really, this is a video from a world standpoint that understands a little bit of the principle of selfless love. As believers, I think you can even see it a little bit bigger. So I trust you'll enjoy this little video.
Here's your pocket money.
University of Texas. It's from you. It's from me.
Why are we not rich?
Who says you're not rich? Being rich is not about how much you have, but how much you give. And somehow, when you give, you're happier. I didn't want to be poor and tired and so on. I knew I wanted to be more successful than my father. Call me when you need more money.
quite an example, huh?
Yeah.
That's an example of a man's selfless love. What about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Let's go to John chapter 15, if you will. John 15. Verse 11, please. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. The greatest man who ever lived was the Lord Jesus Christ, and he laid his life down for the whole world, didn't he? God so loved that he gave. The greatest gift is in giving, isn't it? Look at John 4. You're right there in the Gospel of John. Look at chapter 4, if you would. And we'll look at the greatest love of all. John chapter 4, verse 9. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation or the payment for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, what should we do?
Love one another.
We ought to love one another. This is selfless love. Go to 1 John, if you would. I'm sorry, 1 John chapter 4. Was that?
That was 1 John 3.
Did you know that you, John?
We just stopped turning there.
Good. You know your Bible. That was 1 John. I didn't put that in my notes. 1 John 4:9 that we looked at, right?
Yeah.
All right, good. Just make sure we got that right. 1 John 4:9, 10, and 11. So let's go to Philippians now. Philippians 2. You see examples of selfless love that obviously touches your heart, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But there's no greater love that touches a man or a woman's heart than the love of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving his life. And God did that for us. He loved, so he gave. No greater love than to lay down your life for someone. And Jesus Christ did that. You know, we get involved in so many things in our lives, but the greatest things we need to remember. There's no greater thing that's ever been done than what Jesus Christ did for us. And of course, what God was able to do as a result of that, to provide the Holy Spirit that we can get born again, have eternal life, I mean, it just goes on and on and on, doesn't it? The love of God in manifestation. So, okay, Philippians chapter 2, verse 1. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, encouragement or comfort in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that should be like-minded. Having the same what?
Love.
Love. Agape love. The love of God. Being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory. What's vain glory?
Self-serving.
Yes. Self-promotion, that sort of thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not about self. It's about the love of God that we have. It says in Romans 5:5, for the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit that we have. We have the capacity to love greater than any man's love. And we saw man's love here, selfish love. But see, we have the love of God, and we can love, my goodness, other people. We can just touch so many hearts with the love of God. That's what makes the difference. I've heard so many times people talk about, well, what touched your heart when you went to fellowship? You know, you came to fellowship, and was it this taught or that or what? You know what I hear most of the time? The love of God. There was just some great love there. I've never been loved like this. I've never seen people care about others like this. It's the love of God in manifestation. You can't beat it. It's the most powerful thing in the whole world. The love of God in manifestation. Verse 4, look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. And this is in light of, with the love of God in your heart, fulfilling God's joy. God's joy. Ephesians 5:1 says, be therefore followers of God as dear children and walk in love. We want to follow Him. We are sons of God now, right?
Correct.
Yesterday we had a fabulous event with explosive evangelism. My goodness, it was fantastic. We had a number of ministries represented. We had some wild bunch from the Set Free Ranch down here. Golly Molly, they get excited and have a great old time. And different groups. You know, might hear something a little different that's not something we might be used to hearing. But one thing I heard and saw that predominated the whole day was the love of God and our Lord Jesus Christ. It was all about Christ. It was all about our Lord and Savior. That's the focus. It's got to be the focus. And we want to make that the focus in our life, too. You having a bad day? What about the love of God? Think about that. Reflect on the things that really count in life. What does count in your life? If you got eternal life, what got that for you? You know, the act, the love act of Jesus Christ. We have the opportunity to live that love outside of ourselves. Instead of me, myself, and I, why not look to others and love others with the love of God? We heard a great manifestation of the prophecy, and I trust this is the practical application of it, selfless love. So, as sons of God, beloved, now are we the sons of God, right? That's 1 John chapter 3, right?
Yeah.
Beloved, now, that's 2, verse 2, beloved, now are we the sons of God. But verse 1 is, behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us to what?
And we should be called sons of God, and we are.
And we are. We are So, this morning, a simple little lesson. Mm-hmm. I don't have any giant Greek words to impart to you that have great meaning and depth or whatever. But I don't think you're going to get any deeper than the love of God.
Mm-hmm.
And I love working with Greek words and the depth of God's word. I love it. But the greatest love is the love of God. That our Lord and Savior exemplified in his life. So, what's my message today?
The love of God,
all right? Selfless love, the love of God. I love you guys.
All right. Thank you.